You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The joy of living is the joy of giving.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Teach us to give. Teach us to give not as the world gives, just to get, but to give ourselves in love as your Son gave himself for us all. Renew our life. Revive our marriages and families. Restore broken friendships. And make the world bright with the joy of giving as we receive from your Son, in whom we believe. Amen. A man was talking to some good friends whom he would never see again. It was an emotional meeting. He left them with a reminder in a few words of what he had brought to them: repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a kind of last will and testament, a summary of everything he preached and stood for. And now, he said, I entrust you to God and to his care and to his wonderful words, which are able to build your faith and give you all the inheritance of those who are set apart for himself. I have never been hungry for money or fine clothing. You know that these hands of mine work to pay my own way and even to supply the needs of those who are with me. I was a constant example to you in helping the poor. I remember the words of the Lord Jesus: it is more blessed to give than to receive. That quotation of our Lord by Paul at Miletus, as far as I know, is the only place in the New Testament where we are told that the Lord ever said this. Another one of his men said quite explicitly that Jesus Christ made a lot of statements that are not recorded in the New Testament. John said he had to make a selection, otherwise the whole world would be filled with books. These, he said, I wrote to you, that your joy might be full. What Christ's men kept saying is that there is joy in knowing Jesus Christ, joy in trusting Christ, and joy in following Christ. The joy comes from him, and not from our knowing, our trusting, or our following. He is the one. Joy is receiving Jesus Christ. Joy is believing Jesus Christ. Joy is giving, as give we must if we've received anything at all from Jesus Christ and believe it all in Jesus Christ. As Christ himself said, there's more happiness in giving than in receiving. The grace of God in Jesus Christ has to be received, and the good news of God in Jesus Christ has to be believed. Without that, nothing happens. People who have received and believe, however, have to give. Without that, nothing really happens. That's where the joy is. Not in damming up within ourselves the gifts of God's grace and of faith in Jesus Christ, but in letting go, opening the doors wide and passing on what we have received and believe. Joy is giving. Richard Richard Halverson tells about a certain pastor who sent out a letter to the members of his congregation during the annual stewardship campaign. He got a letter back from one of the members, written with considerable rancor, which said, "According to your concept, Christianity is just one continual give, give, give." The pastor was tempted to write a blistering reply, but this was a man with considerable experience who had learned, as some of us have, that a hard answer to a hard letter doesn't do anything good at all. Instead of a scorching reply, the pastor wrote the following: "Dear friend, thank you for the finest definition of Christianity I have ever seen. Christianity is one continual give, give, give. That is the way it all began. God gave. He gave His only Son. The Son gave. He gave His life upon the cross for our sins. His disciples gave. They left their homes and businesses to devote full time to telling the good news. Most of the 12 died a martyr's death. Down the centuries, the work of Christ has prospered in proportion to the extent that Christians have learned to give, give, give. That puts it about as well as it can be put. Except, of course, that our Lord put it a good deal more briefly. It is more blessed to give than to receive. There's a great deal more happiness in giving than in receiving. He said it for Himself, and He said it for every one of us. Until we learn that, we haven't learned very much at all. Joy is giving. The reason there is so little joy in the world is that there's so little giving. Even in the church, people withhold themselves from God and from each other. If that happens within the church, where people are supposed to know Christ and what He meant, you can imagine what is happening in a world which pays little or no attention to God and has little or no idea of the joy of receiving, the joy of believing, and the joy of giving. Nobody can outgive God. He knows how to give, and He does give. He gives life wherever there is life. He gives new life wherever life is reborn by His grace, His undeserved love, His kindness that calls people to repentance, and His forgiveness that knows absolutely no limits. The most remarkable event of history, which the whole world is preparing to celebrate in its own way, happened because God gave. He gave His Son to us. He sent Him to us to be one of us, for us. That's the real meaning of Christmas, which a lot of celebrating people, I'm afraid, forget. For the joy that was set before Him, God gave. There's no other reason. Out of pure love, with no compulsion but the impulse of love, God gave. For the joy that was set before Him, His great Son endured a cross, forgetting about the shame of it. And His joy is complete. He sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is Lord. Joy is giving. Jesus Christ is the perfect example of that. Giving is difficult. It must have been difficult for God. People don't appreciate it when you give. Some of them try to take you in. Others make fun of you behind your back. Unless you get something out of your giving, you make a fool of yourself. That's what people think. Most of them today give to get, if they give at all. Giving must have been very difficult for God. He gave to a world that turns its back upon Him. There's very little appreciation for the gift of His Son. Our world killed that Son of His. There was very little appreciation when the good news of God first went out and people told about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The world turned its back upon that too. There's very little appreciation today when people with genuine faith in Christ and a genuine love for Christ have a heart for those who do not know God, for those who are in trouble of any kind, and for all who are in any distress whatsoever. I've heard that kind of stuff criticized, even within the church. People are embarrassed to give, and they're equally embarrassed when others give. It goes against their grain. The grain of our world is against giving, as it is against God. If our world pays its respects to God, it does so with a big grain of salt. If it hears the word of Christ, it is only with a big dose of disbelief. But there it is. The happiness of giving is greater than the happiness of receiving. Joy is giving. People often write to me and ask me why they don't have more joy in their faith. I can tell them from personal experience. It is because they have never committed themselves to their faith. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you commit yourself to Him in pretty much the same way as He has committed Himself to you. He just gave and gave and gave. That's the way commitment works. It works that way for His people as it did for Christ. Joy is giving. Without that, no joy. Whoever saves his life, that is, keeps it for himself, will lose it, said Jesus Christ. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's, and this is what he said, will gain it. That's true. But the only people who know it is true are the ones who have tried it. We use soap to make ourselves clean. The price the soap pays to make us clean is that it is consumed in the process. All that is left is a little stub, and finally only a little bubble. We are clean, but the soap is gone. Jesus Christ did that for the world, and He had joy. It takes the same kind of doing on our part to have joy. Giving is joy, and joy is giving. For some reason or other, no matter how much you give, you always have more to give. Christ said that's the way it would be with giving. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Farmers can understand that kind of language because it is of the earth, earthy, as real as the good earth. So real is giving and the joy that comes from it. Giving produces more to give. Joy is giving. People always think of giving as costly. Actually, selfishness is a lot more costly. It doesn't look that way, but it is. Selfishness grinds you down, and finally there's nothing left to grind. It twists and warps and distorts. It shrivels. That's the way selfishness works. The works of selfishness only destroy. The works of giving only increase and bloom. Joy is giving. How eager people are for things. Things that are seen and perish. How willing many of us are to put ourselves into permanent hock in order to accumulate things. When you get them all, when things are all you have, what have you got? Perhaps there is no misery like the bleakness of life, which knows only the value of things. How many selfless people do you know who are miserable? People who just give of themselves. I don't know of any. None at all. I know people who are quite content to live within their means, to use what is old, to be old-fashioned and not so up-to-date. They don't make a big fuss about it, but they have to give. They are silent warriors who share 10, 15, or 20% of their resources with the poor, the dispossessed, the disenchanted. They do it not to get brownie points or to make a splash, or even to be happy. They do it because they want to. They're not looking for reward, but they have a reward. It is joy. Joy is giving. The price of giving is right. The giver is always restored, renewed with joy from day to day, as Jesus was restored to life after giving himself into death. The people who give out of love for their Savior, with no thought of themselves, have got a joy that our Lord described as genuine happiness. Happiness is to give rather than to receive. Giving is godlike. It is Christlike. It is the product of the Spirit of Christ in people who have received Christ and believe Him. It is joy, pure joy. It is one of those things you have to do in order to have the joy of it. You can't just talk about it. You have to give. That's where the joy comes from. The Lord said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. St. Francis of Assisi took that to heart. He prayed, O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. That's joy. The joy of living. The joy of living is the joy of giving. One of the Christmas cards we always look forward to in our household comes each year from my cousin Adeline and her friend Bernice. They always make their own cards. Each one is different. They send us something of themselves, and we are grateful. Another friend of mine, a retired industrialist, always paints in lively colors his own masthead whenever he writes a letter to me. His letters are short, but I wish I could frame every one of them. It makes me feel that he's giving something of himself. I feel the same way about the checks some people enclose in the letters they write to me in response to this program. Some of them have a question to ask or a comment to offer. Some of them disclose their inmost thoughts, which is in itself a form of giving. Some people, rare souls, enclose a gift of money with a word of criticism about something they did not like or feel could have been done better. I don't despise those gifts. I treasure them. Somebody is giving of himself, and that's important in this world of ours. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The best you can give is yourself. A gift like that helps to make a marriage, for example. Nothing is more important to genuine friendship than to give yourself. There's no greater ingredient of commitment to God than to give yourself out of love as voluntary and free as the love by which he gave his son for you. That's Christmas. It's receiving, believing, and giving. It is receiving the grace of God as graciously as he gives it. It is believing in the Son he gave as wholeheartedly as that Son gave himself to atone for your sins and for the sins of the whole world. It is giving with love, not with thought of reward, but with love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself, is not puffed up. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's where the joy is. Joy is receiving. Joy is believing. And joy is giving. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. It is more blessed to give, he said, than to receive. So it is. That's Christmas. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.